Space, the final frontier.
Captain's Log, Stardate 69816.5. That's today's date in Star Trek time, at least we think so. Star Trek, of course, is the classic sci-fi TV show about intergalactic explorers traveling space in the Starship Enterprise, sometimes getting into scrapes and skirmishes along the way. It first hit the airwaves in the 1960s with multiple reiterations. Well, right now in this galaxy, there's a big, messy Star Trek battle. But it's not in space, it's in a courtroom. It all started last year when an indie movie production company made a movie called Axanar, a sort of unsanctioned prequel to Star Trek. Paramount and CBS, which together own the nearly $4 billion sci-fi franchise, sued the movie makers for copyright infringement. They sued over the pointy Vulcan ears, the gold crew shirts, and those little gold medal things, and
the Klingon language.
That's Mark Okrand.
I devised the Klingon dialogue used in Star Trek, starting with Star Trek III, and for everything after that.
Da-ja-ja. Swishy.
The Klingon language is featured heavily in the Axanar movie, so when Paramount sued,
the Axanar people wrote back saying that you can't claim copyright to a language because it's a system, and Paramount came back and said something along the lines of, it's not real, you can't really use this language because, you know, there's not really any Klingons to talk to.
The question of whether or not Klingon is a living language or intellectual property was presented in a legal brief filed by the Language Creation Society. That's a group that promotes new and fictional languages. And it was written in Klingon, translated by Okrand, who sums up the point this way.
Languages are something that you should use, and you should feel free to use them and be encouraged to use them. And not worry about someone standing over your shoulder saying, yes, you can say that, no, you can't, yes, you can use that language, no, you can't. Of course you can, and you should.
Well, that remains to be seen. A court date has been set for May 2017. Until then, Okrand and his Klingon-speaking supporters hope for
Chapla, which means success.